A three-day global social media campaign has been launched to demand that parties to the Syrian conflict allow aid to a camp for Palestinian refugees in Syria. It is led by the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, and it is supported by celebrities like Mia Farrow, Hugh Grant, and Arab idol Mohammed Assaf. The campaign, which involves other major UN agencies and their partners, has generated more than 31.6 million impressions and reached tens of millions of people around the world. I am May Yaqub, and I discussed this initiative with UNRWA spokesperson Chris Gunness, who started by shedding some light on the conditions in Yarmouk refugee camp in Damascus.
There is unimaginable civilian suffering, both among the Palestinian refugee population, but far more widely amongst ordinary civilians trapped in the fighting. Yarmouk, I think, the refugee camp in Damascus, is a paradigm example of the suffering elsewhere. And there you have reports of children starving, widespread malnutrition, infants with rickets, women dying in childbirth for lack of medicine. That's why we have to have safe, regular, and substantial humanitarian access. We've been able to deliver just a few hundred food parcels into Yarmouk, where there are 18,000 people trapped. And of course, a few hundred food parcels is really not enough. We're very worried about the people trapped there, women and children, the sick, the elderly, the dying.
What did this campaign demand exactly from the parties to the conflict in Syria, and who is supporting you?
Well, it demanded exactly that. I mean, it said basically enough is enough. The humanitarian community put out a plea and demanded proper access to the thousands and thousands of people in Syria that we don't have access to. What's very interesting and what made it an unprecedented campaign is that it was so widely supported. UNICEF, the Children's Fund, UNHCR, the Refugee Agency, WFP, the World Food Programme, OCHA, Office for Coordination, OHCHR, the High Commissioner for Human Rights, and we had some big hitters among the global NGOs. And then we had some very interesting individuals, Mia Farrow, the actress, Hugh Grant, the actor, and of course the much-loved Mohammed Assaf, Arab idol. So they all supported us, and I think it was important that we had both institutional and individual support, because it showed those at the Geneva Peace Conference that both institutionally and in terms of individuals, the international community, particularly the humanitarian community, is saying how much longer can this profound civilian suffering go on. So we hope our question is heard, and we hope we have an answer.
Tell us more about the campaign. How does it work to reach more people around the world?
Over 1,000 people and organizations signed up to Thunderclap, which is an app. It's a site where you go to support causes or whatever it may be. So we registered for a Thunderclap. Over 1,000 people signed up. And at a certain time, which was at exactly 5 p.m. in the afternoon, Damascus time, on Monday, Thunderclap simultaneously sent out a tweet to over 1.5 million Twitter accounts. These are the accounts which in a sense are the accounts to which those who signed up send tweets. And this generated further social media impressions, what are called impressions. And in the end, we had 31.6 million impressions, which is astonishing. It was a campaign of enormous reach, and it sent a very powerful signal on behalf of the international humanitarian community and very much for the people of Yarmouk and other civilians caught up inside Syria in the fighting, that their plight has got to be addressed. And we sincerely hope that the people at the Geneva Peace Conference listen.
Finally, I must ask about UNRWA's situation and its budget. Did you receive any finance so far, and how do you plan to confront the challenges of 2014?
Well, as ever, we start the year in UNRWA with a very worrying deficit in our budget. Our general fund, which is our core services, health, education, relief and social services, of about $675 million, has a $65 million shortfall, which means that for all of December and quite a lot of November, as things stand, we don't have enough money to pay our staff. So, you know, we've got 11 months in which to sort out the deficit. You know, we're constantly distracted from the main purpose of the organization because we have to go out and fundraising. But nonetheless, we manage somehow every year just about to squeak by and close the deficit. And we can only hope and pray that we do the same this year, because both our emergency appeal, our emergency programs, and our general fund are woefully underfunded at the moment.